When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Mail checks, invoices, documents, and everything you need to keep your business running. Get rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS. And with the mobile app, you can take care of mailing on the go. Make the same no-brainer decisions as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Now we've got Todd in Mississippi on the line, who's got a wood floor that was installed after Katrina. So what is that, like 7 years ago? And it's starting to buckle. Welcome, Todd. How can we help you?
Hey, yes, that's exactly right. I had a hardwood floor installed in my home after Katrina. My home was flooded by Katrina, so it was completely gutted. And my home is on a concrete slab, and we actually had professionals come in and install the hardwood floors after Katrina. Close to a year after Katrina had hit. And so, but anyway, we had moved into the house after the flooring had been installed, probably in November of 06, we had moved in and started, living in the house. And about a year into it, after moving back into the house, the floors just started buckling in several different places. And I was unsure why it was doing that.
So this is solid hardwood that was installed on top of a concrete slab?
It's engineered hardwood. It's over a concrete slab. And, of course, before they installed it over the slab, they had used the Bostix Best, adhesive. And put all of that down, and it's supposed to have the moisture barrier and what have you built into the adhesive. But after a year of probably, living in the house, we noticed different areas that started buckling. Actually, some were worse than others, and it's just only gotten worse.
Do we know that this is swelling and not any movement of the floor that's causing this?
I think it's just swelling. I don't think there's any moving of the floor. I mean, in most areas it seems it's pretty intact and tight. And a friend of mine had said, well, maybe they didn't leave enough space in between the walls. And we checked that, and of course there's enough gap in between the walls, natural expansion and what have you with the levels of humidity. But it's actually buckled in quite a few places. In some areas, you almost trip over it. It's buckled so bad.
Yeah, and I'm surprised to hear that, because engineered hardwood is supposed to be dimensionally stable. It's not supposed to do what it's doing. Did you, by any chance, reach out to the manufacturer for any suggestions as to why this might be happening?
No, I have not. Actually, I have not done that. And I didn't know if I should reach out to them. Or also, I didn't know as far as on the Bostix Best, because it was supposed to have the built-in moisture barrier as well, and so I didn't really know who to reach out to. But
I would start with the floor manufacturer. But look, the answer I'm going to give you is the answer you don't want to hear, and that is it's not repairable. This is a situation where you're going to have to cut the floor out and start again.
Okay, well, that's not necessarily the news I wanted to hear, but I can start there, and I can get with the manufacturer and check on that.
Todd, thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.